Ian Sheldon. I'm a professor at Ohio State University, and I hold the Anderson's Chair in Agricultural Marketing, Trade, and Policy.
As you mentioned earlier, not a lot is known, but U.S. and China have agreed to kind of for 90 days have negotiations as more of a ceasefire than anything else. With the announcement of this agreement to kind of just stand still and talk, what are some of the things that you're seeing?
A big fuss was made about the announcement, and obviously the stock market reacted, and I think bean prices did too. But things have sort of backed away a little bit since then, because there's really nothing very clear as to what this agreement or the ceasefire actually means, and what the administration and the Chinese side are actually negotiating towards. I've heard a little bit of talk about China reducing tariffs on U.S. automobiles, but they'd already raised those as part of the trade war, so it's not clear to me exactly what they were giving in on. And on ag, the Chinese have pledged to increase ag purchases, but as an economist, it's not exactly clear to me how that would work. I mean, typically, people start importing more or less depending on what prices look like, and by that I mean, you know, the Chinese have not said that they're going to reduce the 25% tariff on soybean imports. So, I mean, I've seen some discussion on FarmDoc, their news roundup, that the Chinese government would purchase 5 to 8 million tons of soybeans, and that commercial companies would buy a further 2 million tons of soybeans and would be reimbursed for the 25% tariffs. But the person who announced that, presumably from the Chinese side, it was all anonymous. So we're still not very clear on precisely what the Chinese plan to do to increase agricultural imports into China. Or what any other part of the, what they might be trying to push towards in a trade agreement.
Do you think it is likely that they will reach some kind of agreement during this time?
No, these things, I mean, we've been, we've pushed China very hard on a number of things over the last, since they joined the WTO, particularly on intellectual property and an investment agreement, and we haven't reached agreement with them. I think there's enough plurality globally and even internally in the U.S. between both sides of the political spectrum that China needs to be brought to order in terms of their obligations under the WTO. And I think the U.S. would be better served working with, in particular, the Europeans on this issue of intellectual property. I really don't. I think trade policy is a very blunt instrument for trying to get the Chinese to come to the table on this. And, Robert Reich, who used to be, I believe he was the Labor Secretary under the Clinton administration, had a very interesting column in one of the newspapers this morning saying, this intellectual property is owned by private companies with shareholders, and how they choose to enter the Chinese market is sort of a private company decision. And I think that's an interesting sort of observation on this, is that American firms and other companies around the world want to get into the Chinese market, and they don't want to give up that possibility. And it's not obvious to me that starting a trade war with China helps them in terms of getting access to the U.S. to the Chinese market. So we'll wait and see. I mean, it's positive in the sense that the U.S. agreeing, committing not to raise those tariffs to 25%. Come January is a good thing, but I haven't seen anything on the table yet that looks very, there's nothing detailed out there yet that I can see. And I really think that the U.S. and Europe should be pushing China through the appropriate institutions such as the WTO for them to enforce the agreement they signed on intellectual property, and to force them to meet their commitments they made under when they joined the WTO on how they handle, their seeking of new technology or technology transfer.
speaking of tariffs, so this kind of ceasefire, they agreed not to raise tariffs or add any more. What do you think needs to happen for the both sides to remove tariffs, or do you think that that's even possible?
Well, you know, we've got, I personally think both sides should just agree to roll back the tariffs and sit down and negotiate, perhaps with the Europeans as well, on, as I said, getting the Chinese to meet their commitments in the WTO. Because I think there's clear agreement amongst most observers that I respect, most analysts on this. You know, the Chinese aren't completely playing by the rules of the game, but starting a trade war is not the way to solve this problem. And so I think, I don't think the Chinese are going to give in very easily on this. Remember that their president has been elected for life, and I think it's a lot easier for the Chinese government to deal with political fallout, maybe even the economic fallout from a trade war, than perhaps it will be for the US in the long run if these tariffs really start to bite on American consumers, if American firms start to lose market share, be it in agriculture or elsewhere. So I think both sides need to make some sort of credible commitment to, you know, maybe the Chinese could say, look, we will start committing to importing some more soybeans if you pull back on maybe the second round of tariffs that they put in place or something like that. But I think it really requires them to roll back as much as they can. I don't think we should have started this trade war in the first place. It doesn't seem that the most economists would agree that it's going to be more harmful, I think, than, and I think the longer it goes on, the harder it is for sides to step back. My experience observing trade agreements is then, you know, they're hard things. They take a long time to thrash out the details. They're not things that get done in 90 days. I mean, you know, my home country, they've now delayed the vote on the withdrawal agreement for Brexit. And, you know, we're now giving ourselves even less time to work on the details. And you remember that one thing I think that the U.S. administration doesn't understand is that China can't just unilaterally cut tariffs to the U.S. unless we sign a free trade agreement with them. So under the rules of the WTO, if China was to, say, cut tariffs, not the tariffs that it put in place, but suppose China starts to, supposing they lowered their automobile tariffs to the U.S., they have to do it to the whole world, to every other member of the WTO, because they have to be non-discriminatory. This is one of the rules of the WTO. And so I tend to, when I listen to them talk about trade agreements, I often wonder, do you actually understand the ground rules for these things? It would take us years to sign a free trade agreement with China. It took the EU 7 years, I think, to negotiate the one with Canada. The Trans-Pacific Partnership took nearly 8 years to negotiate. So I think it's kind of flip to think that. I think if China were to come to the table and say, look, we really want to seriously talk about intellectual property, I would consider that to be a good outcome. And if we rolled back the tariffs, ratcheted back the trade war, I think would be a good outcome. But the idea that we're going to reach some cross-cutting, detailed trade agreement, I think is just naive on the part of the, you know, commentators in the media and